Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Ches. We're beginning already pretty far down, about a third of the way down on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We're 6 lines into the middle-sized lines. And yesterday we'd gone through the order of the Shemoneh Esrei, which we had said Shimon HaPikuli had set up in front of Rabban Gamliel. But previously to that, we'd said that the Anshei Knesset HaGadol, the 120 Zekanim, had also arranged that many years beforehand. So we had pointed out yesterday that we would ask this question today, and that's what we begin today. V'chimei Achar, since we have Meya, the Esim, Zekanim, the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, and included amongst them, Umehem, Kama Nevi'im, there were Nevi'im amongst them, including the great Ezra, and Zechariah, Malachi, and Azariah, and many others. So in that situation, you had these great Nevi'im there. Mordechai was included in that group. So if they had set it up beforehand, Tiknu Tvil Ala Seder, they had set up the Shemoneh Esrei already beforehand, Shimon HaPakuli, my sister. So what exactly did Shimon HaPakuli do? So Gemara says, no, Shechachem, the reasons behind why they set it up in that way was forgotten. Not the Shemoneh Esrei, they were saying the Shemoneh Esrei, they didn't forget the Shemoneh Esrei, but the reasons behind why each bracha was set up the way it was, one following the other, which we went through in yesterday's shir, and therefore, V'chazah V'sidrum, Rav Shimon HaPikuli had gone and rediscovered, so to say, the reasonings behind why the Shemoneh Esrei is set up the way that it is. Now the Gemara tells us the Shemoneh Esrei is set and codified, you're not allowed to add on to it. Mikan Va'elach, from that point and onwards, also, l'saper b'shvachu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to go and add on your own praises in the Shemoneh Esrei. You can always add on your own praises when you're not davening in the Shemoneh Esrei, but in the Shemoneh Esrei, as Rashi explains, b'kvius bracha, to set up a bracha, to make your own bracha, even though it's in praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have the right to do so. Also, l'saper b'shvachu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that situation. Why? Where do we see this from? The Amar Rabbi Elazar says, "My deceit, what does the pasuk mean when it tells us in Tehillim, Mi Yamala Gvuras Hashem, Yashmiya Kol Tehillos?" So the only one who is allowed to go and say the Gvuras of Hashem is somebody who can say all of the Tehillos. That means, Lami Noel Lamala Gvuras Hashem, Lami Shiyachol Yashmiya Kol Tehillos. So this pasuk in Tehillim is Darshit, it's the only one who's appropriate that he should say, as Rashi says, Ve'ein mi shiyachol l'saper es kulo. Nobody can say all the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore we're only allowed to say what the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah set up. We have a famous Gemara elsewhere where we had one of the Amoraim getting up in front of one of the other Amoraim, one of the Tamidim of the Amoraim got up in front of the Amoraim and started saying the Shemoneh Esrei, he said, Akel HaGadol Yigbor V'Norah, and he added on many, many other descriptive terms. And he was impressed that he'd said such a beautiful Shemoneh Esrei, but the Rebbe that he said it in front of it said to him, listen, that's it. What about all the other praises? By actually saying more, you're saying less. So we're allowed to say what Chazal set up, what the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah set up, that we're allowed to say. But if we try to add on more, it's actually subtraction, because you're not saying everything that is you can about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only such a person, me, Yamalek, Ruach Hashem, who could add on? Lemi Noel, Yamalek, Ruach Hashem, Lemi Shiyochel, Hashmiya, Kol Tehillos. So somebody is capable of saying all the Tehillos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there isn't such a person. Therefore, Rashi says, Lepikoch, Einir L'saper, Midaito, Elos Ma Shetiknu Chacham. Therefore, we only say the Shemoneh Esrei the way it is. And again, you can add on your own tefillos and tachanunim. That you can always add on in the various parts of the Shemoneh Esrei. But to go and add on additional praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and codify them as part of the Shemoneh Esrei, you can't do that. I'm a Rabbi Baruch Hanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Baruch Hanan said in Rabbi Yochanan, likewise, I'm a Sapish Rachel Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yosef Midai. If a person says more, Yosef Midai, he tries to add on additional praises that weren't included in what the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah said. So such a person is Nekar Min Olam. He's going to be uprooted from this world. Where do we see this from? So this is also a pasuk from Iyov, where it says, are you super low? Can you possibly say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of his praises? Ki adaber, if I say, imamar ish ki yuvula, if a person tries to say, so he'll be swallowed up. In other words, as Rashi points out over here, hochi dorish le ha yisupar shvacho kulo, ki arbelo divrei shevach im omalasos kach ki yivula. If a person were to try and go and add to the Shemoneh Esrei on his own, we don't have the ability to do so anymore, and therefore such a person will be swallowed up. In other words, by trying to add on, you're actually subtracting, because nobody can really say the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, Darash Rav Yehuda, Ish Kar Giboraya, Rav Yehuda, who came from the city of Giboraya, or alternatively Ramila, he was Ish Kar Gibor Chayil, it was another name of a place called Gibor Chayil. So in any event, he said, my disciple, what does the pasuk mean when it tells us, and also from Tehillim, it tells us, L'cha Dumiya Tehila, to you is the best praise is nothing. Dumiya Tehila. What does that mean? Sama de Kula, the best psalm of all, is mashtuka, is to be silent. Sometimes when you praise somebody, you say, that's it, he's very smart, but that's it. He's not a genius. He's not a super genius. So whatever you praise somebody, you could possibly be lacking in describing them. And that certainly is the case with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he says sometimes the best thing to do is to be silent. You say what you're supposed to, Shmona Esrei, you say the praises that Chazal said in Tehillim and other places, and that's it. You don't add on to your own. Sama Dekula, the best medicine, the best Sam, the best potion, Mashtuka, is to be silent. And that Rashi brings down over here that it is going to be something that's Mivchar Kol Hasam Monim Yashtika, the best. As Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avos as well, Lo Motzosi Leguf Tov Kishtika. There's nothing as good as Shtika. And therefore, Shelo L'Harbos Dvarim. A person shouldn't add on. B'Hainu L'Chod, that's what it means, Dumiyo Tehila. That's the best praise sometimes is silence. And similarly, Kiyosu Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, so he said over in Bavel, Omer, he said, in Eretz Yisrael, Ami B'Varavah, they say over in Eretz Yisrael, the girsa that we have is mila bisela. If you'd buy something and it would be a sela, if you'd buy words that were worth a sela, so you should pay mashtuka for silence betraying. You should pay two sloim. On the side, it brings down a different girsa, and it says that the girsa should be that mila bisela mashtuka ke'evin tova. So if you can buy with a sela word, so then the same thing you would be mishtuka for silence would be a very special precious stone. In other words, it's much better sometimes to be silent. Lo motzasi leguf tov mishtika. Sometimes it's best to be silent. Okay. The Gemara continues and we quote our Mishnah. It says, Kara al peh lo yotza v'chule. It says if you read the Megillah by heart, you didn't fulfill your obligation to be otze reading the Megillah. The Megillah has to be read from sefer, it has to be from a cloth, from a sefer, bidyo that was written properly in, as we said, Ashuris. Now, Milon, where do we know this from? So Amar Rava, Rava tells us, because look at the Psukim, it says, Asya Zechira Zechira. We have Zechira written down by the Megillah, and we have Zechira written down by Parsha Zohar. And it says, Ksiv Hoch, it says in the Megillah, Vayomim Ho'ele Niskarim, they shall be remembered. Now, you remember them by saying the Megillah. And it says, Ksiv Hosam, in terms of Amalek, it says, Kisov Zo Zikron Basefer, you have to write this down in a book, Basefer. So therefore, by Amalek, it's also Malahalam Basefer, Avkan Basefer. So we have to be Zoche to wipe out Amalek, so it has to be written down in a Sefer. The Zechiras Amalek has to be written down in a Sefer. And this is important then, that the Megillah, we learn out, has to be written down. You can't say it by heart. It's not enough to say it by heart. Or says, how do you know this? Where does it say over here that it has to be said? It just has to be remembered. How do we see from this psukim, this Xerish Shava that you just brought down, that it's actually that you have to say it from a sefer? Maybe Dilma, it would be adequate, Iyun Ba'alma, just to look it over without actually saying it and reading it from the sefer. Or says, Losokadaita, don't think that for a second. Now the Gersa that we have is Dilsim, but it really says on the side, it should be the Tanya. It says in the following Brayis, so we quote the Pasuk Zohar. And it says, Lo Tishkoch at the end, the famous Parsha Zohar. It says, Zohar, Eze Shor Shor Lucham Eg, Badera Patsay Sam Mitzrayim. And at the end it says, Lo Tishkoch, don't forget. So we have this double Lashon. So it says Zohar, and it says Lo Tishkoch. So I might have thought, Yochol Balev, it would be adequate to just remember this in your heart. Now, Kishu Omer, when it says Lo Tishkoch, Hare Shichas Alev Omer, that implies, don't forget it, meaning in your heart, lo tishkach. So what does Zohar come to teach us? Hamani Mekayim, by the word Zohar, that's a positive action as opposed to just not forgetting it. So that means bapeh. Here's what we learn out, that the Zohira has to be bapeh, and as we said, we had previously, that the Zohira has to be like the Asiyah, and it has to be something that's written down, and you have to read it from a written down Megillah, a Kashura Megillah. And therefore, that's how we learn out this din. Then we quote the Mishnah again. It says, Kara Targum lo yotza v'chule. If a person read from Targum, the Megillah was written in Targum in Aramaic, so he's not yotze. So we dash now, hey chidome, what exactly are we talking about up here? Ilemo, if you're telling me that we're dealing with the chsivo mikra that it was written in Hebrew, but kara le Targum, and he read it in Targum, so then that's he's not reading it from the Sefer, I know a peh. So of course that's no good. So Gemara says, you're right. When it teaches us in the Mishnah, Kor v'Targum, Lo Yotza, Lo Tzricha, it's coming to teach us the following thing. Dixiva Targum, it's written in Targum, but Korele Targum, and he's reading it in Targum. And this is no good. However, the Mishnah did say, Abol Korino saw Lalaoazos Bilaz, V'chulei, but you are allowed to read it in a foreign language. So wait a second, that seems to be contradictory. Vo Amis, Kor v'Choloshon, Lo Yotza, but you just said, if you read it in any other language, you're not Yotze. But here you say, if you read it in a foreign language, you are Yotze. So how do you reconcile that? So both Rav and Shmuel give the same teretz. Rav and Shmuel, the Aron Tavai, they both said, Bilaz Yevani. But here, speaking specifically about the Greek language, in the Greek language, which we said previously was on a higher level than the other languages, so that would be allowed. But when it says again, what are we talking about? Hechidami. Ilema, if we're talking about the Chsiva Ashuris, that it's written in Ashuris, in Hebrew, the Korile Yavanis, and you're reading it in Greek, so then Hainu Apet, then that's again reading it by heart, and that wouldn't be allowed. So again, Amar Rabbi Acha, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Racha tells the name of Rabbi Elazar, Sheksuva Belaz Yavanis, it's written in the Ashuris language, in the transliteration of Yavanis, and that would be allowed. Now, Amar Rabbi Acha, Amar Rabbi Elazar, another statement from Rabbi Acha, Amar Rabbi Elazar, he tells us, Minayin Shekaru HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYaakov El, how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to Yaakov as a strong one, as the title of El? Shemar, because it says in the Pasuk, it tells us, Vayikra lo El Elokei Yisrael. He called him Kael Elokei Yisrael. Now what does that mean? It means, Yaakov El, if it means that Yaakov is calling the Mizbeach El, so Vayikra lo Yaakov Yibale, then it should have said Yaakov called it. So why does it say Kael Elo? To teach us, Vayikra lo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Kael. Le Yaakov Kael. Uma Kro Kael Elokei Yisrael. And who called him this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokei Yisrael called Yaakov Kael. Now, Meisve, we go and ask on what we said before a moment ago, Rabbi Shmuel Damer Tavayu Belaz Yivani. So we now question that. Verse says, Meisve Kora Giptis, if you read it in Egyptian, in Coptic, in Giptis, Ivris, or if you read it in the old Hebrew language called Ivris, with those letters that are different than the Ashuris, or if you read it Elamis in the language of Elam, or Modis, the language of Modai, or Yavanis in the language of the Greeks, Lo Yotze, you're not Yotze. Now, we just said, Rabu Shmuel, they just said that you are Yotze if it was written in Greek. So here it says, Beferish in the Brisa, you're not written in Greek. Now, Rabu Shmuel, as great as they were, we normally don't say Rav Tanu Apolig unless we have to. So here they seem to be going against the Brisa. So what's the answer? So Gemara says, Holodamia, in fact, what Rabu Shmuel said was a very specific situation. Holodamia, Elulaha, to the following Brisa, where it says, Giptis, Lagiptim, those people that speak Egyptian, Coptic, so they are allowed to have the Megillah in Coptic. Ivris, if you speak the old Hebrew language, Leivrim, that's for the Ivrim. Elamis, that's Leilamim. Yavonis, that's Leivonim. Yotze, you would be Yotze. So, Rav and Shmuel hold like this, Brisa, that the Greek language is good for those that understand Greek. But if you don't understand Greek, then it's no good. Oh, therefore, there's no steer in the two brises. Gemara says, if that's so, then why did Rabbi Shmuel just mention Greek? Rabbi Shmuel, amai mukvi lola basisim balaz yavonis, lokman b'cholaz. It should be true for any language, any foreign language. Why do they specifically mention only Greek? So Gemara says, elo, you're right. Masnisin kibraisa. The ruling in our Mishnah is identical to this brisa. What does that mean? B'chi itma de Rabbi Shmuel bi'alma itma. Rabbi Shmuel, we're just giving a general statement. In general, and they said, Rabbi Shmuel, Darmit Havayu, Laz Yavani, Lakol Kosher. That Laz Yavani is like Hebrew, in that even if you don't understand it, it's good for everybody. For all the other languages, you have to understand them to be Yotze. But for Yavanis, as well as for Ashuris, even if you don't understand it, you're Yotze. I guess that's what it said. It said, Voktani Yavonim, La Yavonim, in implication being Kuli Al below, it's only good if you understand Greek. So here the Gemara says, no, Inhu, that Rav Shmuel, they held this, the Omar, Ki Rav Shimon Gamliel. This is like the opinion we had the other day, Rav Shimon Gamliel. We learned in the Mishnah, on Daf Ches, the Tanan, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Af Sefarim Lo Yitiru, Sheikosu El Yavonis. He said that you're allowed to write down in either Ashuris or in Yavonis. Yavonis was a special language. It was Yavdol Kim Yapes, and therefore could be written down. And that's what Rav Shmuel is saying, specifically Greek. Aye, so why didn't Rabbi Shmuel just say, V'leimu halacha k'ra m'shimu g'lil? It would have been much simpler for the Amorim to say that halacha is like m'shimu g'lil rather than to seem to institute their own halacha. So Gemara says, no. If they had said, if they had said that the halacha is like m'shimu g'lil, you know what I might have thought? I would have said, I would have thought that that's true for all the other swarim except the Megillah. Hani milishar swarim. However, Abba Megillah, d'chsiv ba, kichsavam, v'chizmanam, since it says over there, the way it's written, which implies that it would only be good in Hebrew and not Greek, aimalo. So if they had just said, the halachas like Rishim Gamliel, I would have said for everything but the Megillah. That's why Rabbi Shmuel B'davka wanted to teach us, kamash v'lam, that this is true even for the Megillah, not just for other Sfarim. Okay. Then we quote the Mishnah of Aloes, Shishama Ashuris, Yotze v'chule. We said that anybody, even if they don't understand Hebrew, if they heard it in Ashuris, they're able to be Yotze. Gemara says, "Hallo Yoda, my kami, but I don't understand. How could you be Yotzi something if you have no clue what they're saying? You have a Baal Tshuva, here's the Megillah, he doesn't know a single word in the Megillah. He hears Haman and everybody clapping. By the end of the Megillah, he knows that Haman's a bad guy. But other than that, he doesn't know anything else in the Megillah. How could he be Yotzi?" So Gemara says a very important idea. Mide dahave a Noshim, the Ameya Oretz. This is the same halacha for women. In those days, women didn't go to Beis Yaakov. They didn't have school, so they often didn't understand basic Hebrew. They didn't speak Hebrew. They spoke Aramaic, so they didn't have a chance to really understand Hebrew. And likewise, the Ameya Oretz, even the men that didn't go to Beis Medrash, they didn't go to learn. So these people also didn't understand the Megillah, and yet they're able to be Yotzei. So too, anybody that doesn't understand is still able to be Yotzei as long as he hears it in Hebrew. Baskel or Ravina, Ravina says, but wait a second, none of us really understand the Megillah. He says, Atu Anan, even we, Talmidei Chachamim, do we know what the words HaChashtronim B'nei HaRamachim Miyadina, do we really know what those words mean? We don't understand what those words mean. So how can anybody be Yotzei? Oh, it must be, Ella, Mitzvahs Kriya U'Persumi Nisa. The reason why everybody else can be Yotzei, even though we know most of the Megillah, but we don't know what the words HaChashtronim B'nei HaRamachim means, is because HaChanami, the Mitzvah is Kriya upersumenisa. So too, by the Amaratzim and by people that don't know, mitzvahs kriya upersumenisa, you can be Yotzei just by listening to the Megillah, or theoretically even learning it if you don't know what it means, just because that is the mitzvah to be mafaisim the nes by reading the Megillah. Understanding it is beautiful, understanding it is very, very important, but that's not the ikar mitzvah, and therefore you're Yotzei even if you don't understand it. Now, of course, it's obviously much better to spend time like we've been doing the last week learning the Megillah and having a deeper appreciation and understanding of it, but one can be Yotzei even if they didn't do the daf this last week. Okay. Then we go to the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Kiroah, Seirugin, Yotzei v'chulei. We said that if you read it, not all at the same time. You read Perek Aleph, you take a break. You read Perek Beis, you take a break. So that's called Seirugin. That's still, as long as you finish reading the entire Megillah, you are Yotzei. So Gemara says, the rabbis didn't know what the word Seirugin meant. Lo ha'v'yadu rabbanon, my Seirugin. We have this Gemara in a number of places, and you have various people, such as Amos of the Rebbe, that would explain what these words meant in vernacular usage, and that's where the Chazal understood what they meant in the Psukim. So the rabbis didn't understand what the word Seirugin meant. So Shamuel, the Amos of the Rebbe, the maidservant at the Rebbe's house, was a Heliga lady. She was the one that was davening that Rebbe should pass away. When all the rest of the Beis Medrash was davening that Rebbe should survive, she saw how much pain and suffering Rebbe was. She originally davened that Rebbe should survive, but we saw the pain and suffering the Rebbe had. So she was able to hold off the entire Beis Medrash, and ultimately her tefillos were answered, and Rebbe died. And the Ran in the Darim paskins this and said, you're allowed to daven for somebody to die. Very interesting sugya. There are Chashulchan paskins like that as well. However, the accepted normative practices, we don't daven for somebody to die. We follow what Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal said, that you should daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give them relief from their pain and should do what's best for them. We don't daven for a person to die. It's not the usual way that we do this. But I'm also the Rebbe. She was a very, very great lady. And she taught us, in addition to that din, she also taught us what certain words meant. So I'm also the Rebbe. They heard her say, the Karmu Luhu, she told the Chachon LeRabbanan, Davi Aile, Piske Piske, LeBei Rebbe. They were coming in one after the other into the house of Rebbe. They were going in, a couple at a time, one after the other. And she said to them, Nu, come on in already. The Shia is ready to start. I must say, Atem Nichlosin, Seirugin, Seirugin. You're coming in this, a little bit fashion. So it means that the coming in, not all at the same time. So even if you read the Megillah, not all at the same time, Seirugin, that would be acceptable. So this, she taught them what the word Seirugin meant. Similarly, Lo Havayadi Rabban and the rabbis didn't know what the word my chalog logos meant. A certain type, Rashi says, a certain type of yerek, a certain type of vegetable. And it's mentioned a number of times in Mishnayos and the Brises, Rashi says. In any event, they didn't know what this was, chalog logos. So Shamuel Amosa de Rebbe, they heard the maidservant of Rebbe tell people, the Armulei, she said to a certain person, Lahau Gavra, the Havaka Mevader Parpichine, he was spreading out his parpichine. That's what these chalag logos were, these certain vegetables. He was spreading it out. And she said to him, Nu, ad mosei atom afazer, chalag logos. How long are you going to go spread out your chalag logos? So therefore, they understood that the chalag logos were over here. What they were familiar with was parpichine. Similarly, the rabbis didn't understand the pasuk from Mishlei where it said that you will do something called salsaleha, and that will make you elevated. That will elevate it. So Shemuel, most of the rabbis that heard Rebbe's maidservant tell over to a person, to have amra lahau gavra. She said over to a certain person, what was that person doing? The Hava Mahapik B'mazye. He was flipping around his hair. He was running his hands through his hair and curling his hair. And Armalei, she said to him, Ad Masayato Misalsel Bisarecha. How much longer are you going to be Misalsel in your hair? Rashi explains that Misalsel means as a lotion of chipus v'hipuch, investigating, checking into it, and turning it around. In other words, you're playing with your hair. So that's how they now knew, the pasuk meant, that if you delve into the Torah, it will be elevated. So therefore, they understood what the word mesalsel means. Similarly, Lahabiyadi Rabbanon, the rabbis didn't know my Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha. They didn't understand the Pasuk in Tehillim where it said that you shall give to Hashem all of your Yahav, Yehovcha. So they didn't know what that meant. So I'm a Rabbi Barachana. Here it's not the Amos of the Rebbe, it was Rabbi Barachana who said the answer. He said, Zimlecha, that one time, Hava Azilna Bahadeh Ha'utaya, I was traveling with the road with a certain Arab, a merchant, the Ka Dorina Tuna, and I was carrying my packages, and he had a camel. So he said, Amali, he told me, Shekol Yehovech, go and take your package, what you're carrying, Ushtei Agamalai, and go put it on my camel. In other words, Yehovcha is your load, your package, and therefore, give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all your troubles, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. That's what it meant. Hashleich al Hashem Yehovcha. Give to Hashem all of your packages. Give to Hashem all of the things you're carrying. Finally, the last thing, also from Moshe the Rebbe. So, Lavi Yadi Rabban, the rabbis didn't know, my, what does the word mean when it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, B'teiti Siha B'mateya Hashmeid, that you should sweep away over here with this destructive item. With this destructive, we'll see, it means a broom. So Shemuel Yamas of the Rebbe, they once heard the maidservant of Rebbe, the Havis Omro Lechaverta, that was telling another maidservant, was telling a friend of hers, Shekol Tateisa, go and take your broom, the Tatei Besa, and go sweep up the house. So he was telling her assistant to go sweep up the house. So they knew that the word Mimateya was a broom, and take your broom and go sweep up the house. And therefore, they understood, go over here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sweep away with a broom of destruction all of our enemies. Okay. We learned in the following braisa, Kiroh Serugin, if you read it, not all at the same time. You read Perek Aleph, you read Perek Beis, a little bit later you read Perek Gimel, etc. Yotza, that is perfectly good, like we learned in the Mishnah. The braisa says the same thing. Now we turn to Yuches Amud Beis. However, Serusin, if you read it, this is Lamafreya, Rashi says, like a Sarei says Hamikra, you chop up the Mikra, a person who's a Sarei says Nebuch, his gonads are chopped off, he's a Mesuris, and that's what these words mean. If you chop up the words, in other words, you read Perek Gimel before you read Perek Dalet, or you read Pasuk Gimel before you read Pasuk Beis, that's called Seirusin lo Yotze. You're not Yotze. That's what we said. Lamafreya, Karl Lamafreya, you're not Yotze. Now, on this, we'll have a number of different interpretations. Rav Muna Omer Mishum Rav Yehuda. Rav Muna says in the name of Yehuda, the same halacha applies af b'seirugin. Even if you read it over a period of time, you're not Yotze. Im shoha kidei ligmar es kula. If you took enough time in between your prokim, let's say you read Perek Aleph, then you take a 2-hour break. So then you can't read Perek Beis, then Perek Gimel. Even then, even though you're reading it in order, which we said Serugin is Yotze, Rav Muna said in the name of Yehuda that you're not Yotze if you were able to pause long enough that you could have finished the entire Megillah during that pause, that 2 hours. You could have read the Megillah, so therefore you're no longer Yotze, even though you continue and pick up exactly from the place that you stopped up before. That's Rav Muna, Omer Mishum Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef, Yosef says, Halacha, ki Rav Muna, Shama Mishum Rav Yehuda. The halacha is like this. That's what Rav Yosef tells us, that when we say that Seirugin is allowed, but it can't be a long break in between. You stop for a minute or two in between Perek and Aleph, Perek Beis, no problem. You stop for an hour, but you could have read the whole Megillah then, so then you're not Yotze. That's what Rav Yosef tells us. The halacha is like this, Rav Muna, in the name of Rav Yehuda. Now, what exactly does it mean that if you stop long enough, Shah Kidei Ligmor Es Kula? So we have two interpretations. Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef. There are two possibilities over here. When it says kidei ligmor es kula mehecha dekol yisefa, it meant unless you're a parakei and then you take a break. So does it mean that if you pause long enough to say vav zayin ches tes in yod, then it's considered no good, or do you have to be able to say even al beis gimel dal hevav zayin ches tes yod the whole megillah odilma mereish l'seifa? Is it from the entire megillah? So when it says that you pause to finish it, does it mean only the place where you're at to finish it? So that would be half the megillah, let's say in my case, or is it still the whole megillah? So the answer, Amalei, so he responded, Rav Yosef said to Abaye, Merei Shal Sefer, it's always the same amount, because otherwise, Dim Kei, Nasata, Devarech, L'Shiur, otherwise it's going to depend, and we don't have separate Shiur. It's one Shiur. If you pause along, let's say it takes a half an hour, or 45 minutes to read the Megillah, so if you ever pause that long, even if you're in the 10th parak, you're in the 9th parak, and you just had the last 10th parak, the few psukim in the 10th parak to read, nevertheless, you still have 45 minutes. If you didn't read it by then you have to read the whole Megillah over again. But if you're in the first parak or in the ninth parak, it's the same shear. If you stop, you're allowed to pause as long as it would take you to read the entire Megillah, and you don't go by where you are till the end. That's not the shear. Okay, so that's how we explain Rav Muna Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Imshoa Kidei Kula. If you could read the entire Megillah, so then you're not Yotze B'Seirugin. That's a psak Rav Yosef says. We pass it like that. Now, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav. We have Rab Abba, who says the name of Yirmiyah Bar Abba, in the name of Rav, Halacha Ki Rav Muna. He also says Halacha is like Rabbi Muna. Okay, Ushmuel Amar, no, ain't Alachi Rabbi Muna. Shmuel doesn't paskin like Rabbi Muna. Now, normally, Rab against Shmuel, we paskin like Rab, be Isurim. So, therefore, we'd say that the Alachi is also, Rab also holds like Rabbi Yosef did, that the Alachi is like Rabbi Muna, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we have Besura Masli Hachi. This, what we just learned, it was Rav Abba who said the name of Rav Yirmiyah, but Abba said the name of Rav. That's the way they had the names in Surah. However, Bepumpadisa, they had the same exact halacha, but they had slightly different version. Bepumpadisa Masnu Hachi, they said in Pumpadisa the following way, Omer Rav Kahana, Omer Rav. They said it was Rav Kahana who said the name of Rav, same Psak halacha, halachi Rabbi Muna, like he said in the name in Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel again over here said, Ein halachi Rabbi Muna. So these two versions of Rav and Shmuel, they agreed with what we have. They both say the same thing, just different opinion as to who said the name of Rav. But now we have another opinion that says Rav Bibi. Rav Bibi Masne Ifcha. He learned it differently. He said that Rav Omar ain halacha like Rav Muna. Rav was one that said the halacha is not like Rav Muna. And Shmuel says the halacha is like Rav Muna. Shmuel Omar halacha like Rav Muna. And on this, Omar Rav Yosef, Nikot Rav Bibi Biodach, he says Rav Bibi is more accurate than the versions that we had in the first two versions of what Rav said, either Rav Abba, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, or Rav Kahana bar Rav, that he held like Rav Muna. Here, it's more accurate to say that Rav held ein halachik Rav Muna. And it was Shmuel that said halachik like Rav Muna. Why is that? Omer Rav Yosef, Nikot Rav Bibi Yodech, the Shmuel who the Chayish L'chidah. Because elsewhere we see the Shmuel is Choshesh for the Das of the Yochid when it's Machmir. And here, the opinion of Rav Muna is more Machmir. So therefore, it makes sense that Shmuel would be the one to say the halacha is like Rav Muna. Again, but previously we had that if as long as he said it, Seirugin, in order, it didn't make a difference. It was 2 hours in between. And it was Rav Muna, Omer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, that said, no, if you waited long enough that you could finish the Megillah, it's no good. So he's Machmir. Das Yochid is Machmir. And therefore, he says that opinion is probably Shmuel. Because we see the Shmuel is the one that Chayish L'chidah. Where do we see this? It's not. Because we have a Mishnah in Yevamos. It's not that far away. We're going to be learning Yevamos pretty soon. We just have two more besechtas over here. We have Moed Katan and Chagiga, and then Be'ezus Hashem, we get to start Seder Noshim. So we're going to learn in Yevamos. It says over there in the Mishnah, Shomeris Yavam. If a woman Nebuch lost a husband and she didn't have any children, so then she falls Yibam to her dead husband's brothers. So what happens if there's more than one? There's Reuven and Shimon, and she falls Yibam to them. Her husband Levi died, and she falls Yibam to Reuven and Shimon. Meanwhile, Reuven is Makadesh, her sister. So she wouldn't be able to do Yibam if Reuven was the only one, because if Reuven is married to a sister, then she doesn't have a chiyuv of Yibam. So when did this occur? Rashi explains, this Shomeris Yavam, Shekidish Achiv Esachosa, her brother-in-law, her dead husband's brother Reuven, was now Makadesh, her sister, after the death of her husband. So in this situation, it's brought down. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Mimaseira Amru, he says, in this situation, Omrim Lo, they tell Reuven, don't go marry this other lady, Hamtein, don't go fulfill the marriage. All he did was Makadesh, he did the first stage of marriage, don't fulfill the second stage of marriage, don't consummate the marriage by Chuppah. They tell him, Hamtein Ad Sheyose Ochicha HaGodol Maisa. Wait till your older brother, it does Lav Da'ah, could be the younger brother too, just the mitzvah of Yibam is known by the older brother, he says, wait till the older brother does Yibam, or Chalitza, and then you can go and marry the sister. And along comes Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says, well, Choshesh for that Machmir opinion, even though it's not like the Chachamim, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. He says, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. And therefore, you see that Shmuel is the one that's Choshesh for a minority opinion that is Lechumra. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef says that Rabbi Bibi's version is the more correct version to say that Rav says the Halacha is not like the Machmir Yechidoi opinion of Rav Muna in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. And Shmuel is the one that says, we are Choshesh for that opinion. That makes more sense. Tanur Rabbanan, we learn the following brayso, Hishmit ba sofer osios o psukim. If in fact the sofer left out some words or some psukim from the Megillah, and then somebody reads from that Megillah, Kron Akare, Kimiturgimon, Hamitargim, and he reads it, he knows the Megillah. Bakshem, most people that lay in the Megillah know it very well. So he sees that they left out the word Mordechai. So he reads the word Mordechai by heart, like a Meturgaman. The Meturgaman translates, he reads it by heart. He's not reading it necessarily from a klaf or from a chomish or from a published book. He's explaining it. He does it by heart. So the Baal Kari over here reads the word that was missing or the letters that were missing by heart. Yotza, that's perfectly good. More questions is, really? Is that really good? Is this brisa correct? Meisrei, we'll learn another brisa. Hayu ba'osios mitushtashos. If there were some of the letters in the Megillah that were wiped out, they were erased in part. O mikoros, or the Megillah was ripped and there were parts of it that are missing. So then, Imri Shuma Nikar, if you can still tell what the letter was, it's wiped out, but you can still see that that was a Beis. You can still see that was the name Esther. So then, Imri Shuma Nikar, you could still tell what letter it was, then Kishera, then it's still a Kasha Megillah. However, Vim Lav, but if you can't tell that Psula, then it is no good. So in this situation, how in fact, and you say that you're Yotze. It says over here that if it's not recognizable, you're not Yotze. How can you say before that Karar Nakari Kibiturgim Matagim, you're Yotze? Everyone says, no, there's no problem between these two prices, Lokasha. They can easily be reconciled. It depends how much was missing. Habakula, which means if the majority of it was missing, then you're right, you can't be Yotze. That's the second price. And the first price that it says, you can be Yotze, Habi Mitzosev. It's missing a pasuk, it's missing a couple of letters, it's missing a word or two. So then you could be Yotze with that Megillah. As long as you have 50% plus a little bit more than 50% of the Megillah there, it's considered a Kasha Megillah. We'll learn that later in the Masechta. Tanur Rabban, we'll learn another price. Hishmit ba korei pasuk echod. If a person who's laying in the Megillah by accident left out one word, one pasuk, lo yomar, he shouldn't say, listen, I'll catch it up at the end. Let me keep on going. I'm on a streak. Ekra, it's cool. Let me finish reading over here. I see I left out one pasuk. I'll do it at the end. You're not allowed to do that. You have to read it. As we said, it can't be serusin. You can't read it. So you have to read everything in order. So what should you do? Elo, you go back to that pasuk that you missed. Elokore, or that word that you missed. Elokore me also pasuk v'yelach. You have to go back to that place. If somebody says, four pasukim later, hey, you left out a word there. So you got to go back to the word that you left out, and then you read from there going forward. Likewise, Nichlanos HaBeis HaKnesses, this comes up every year. I'm asked this question almost every year. Guy comes in, they start off, they're already in Pasuk Beis. He comes in a little bit late. Nichlanos HaBeis HaKnesses, Umotzos Hibu Shekor Uchetzio, and the Tziba is already in the middle of the Megillah. They read half the Megillah. Lav Dafka, you can read one word of the Megillah. And unless you can quickly say that word, you have to go and wait till they start the next Megillah reading. So if you come in the middle of the Megillah, you can't say, Lo Yomar, Ekra Chetzio Matziba. I'll listen to this half, and then I'll catch the first half. I'll listen to Prokim, Vav Zayin Ches Tes and Yod, and then I'll catch Aleph Beis Gimel Daled Hey on the next laning. No, not allowed to do that. Lo Yomar, Ekra Chetzio Matziba, Riachachach Ekra Chetzio. Elo, what should you do? Kareyosa Mitchil of Yatsov. You have to hear it from the very beginning to the end. That's the halacha l'maisa. A person comes late to the Megillah, so he has to wait till the next reading. It doesn't do him any good to hear 99% of the Megillah now and then catch the first couple of psukim that he missed with the next minion. Then we said in the Mishnah, Misnam name Yotze v'chulei, we said if a person's half asleep while he's laying in the Megillah, or Mistami even listening to the Megillah, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're listening to the Megillah, it's unlikely that you're really going to hear it. But if a person is certain that he heard the entire Megillah, said the entire Megillah, so technically, even though you're somewhat asleep, so as long as you can guarantee that you said every word, or you heard every word, you would be Yotze. So how do we define misnamnim? What's a dremel? What does it mean you're a little bit asleep? Hechidami misnamnim. So I'm Ravashi. Ravashi tells us, and we have this in a number of places in Shas. Nim, below nim. You're asleep, but you're not fully asleep. Tir, you're awake, below tir, but you're not fully awake. It's in a half asleep state. And what does that mean? Dekarule, if somebody were to call to you, hey, Yanko, you up? On it. You say, yeah, I'm up. However, if he would ask you, no, tell me what the Pythagorean theory is, he would be able to tell you something that requires a lot of thinking because he's half asleep. However, the chi madriku, madkiru, when you go and tell him this is the Pythagorean theorem, A squared plus B squared equals C squared, he says, yeah, taka, that's right. Ki madkule, midka, he remembers it and says, yeah, that's right. So he's asleep, but he's not really asleep. And therefore, if the person either lay in the Megillah or he can guarantee that he heard every word of the Megillah, which is unlikely, so then he would be, in fact, Yotze. Haya kosva darsha umagia. We said in the Mishnah, if a person was writing the Megillah, or he was darshing the Megillah, or he was checking the Megillah to see that they didn't have any mistakes, so im kivin libo, if he intended to be reading it, or he actually had kavanah, we said the two different interpretations, yotza, he would in fact be yotze to fulfill his obligation to read the Megillah, v'chule. So, what does this exactly mean? Hechidami. So, the Gemara questions, either komesader psuka psuka, if he's writing down each pasuk from his head, and he's writing down pasuk by pasuk. He bimeach hashirosh, he's writing it down by heart. Because of and he writes it down. So ki kivin libo, if he's mechavin, what difference does it make? My havi al pehu, he's reading it by heart. So if he says the words and then he writes them down, so that's saying it by heart. So obviously, Ella, it must be the cause of pasuk pasuk. He wrote it down and then he said it v'kari lei. Oh. Where it says that's still no good. How could he fulfill it that way? Because he's not reading from a full Megillah. He wrote down Vehibi Me'ach Hashvirosh, and then he said it, but it wasn't from a full Megillah. Vamar Rabbi Chalbo, Amar Rabbi Chama Barguyo, Amar Rav. Rabbi Chalbo said the name of Rabbi Chama Barguyo, said the name of Rav. Halacha Kedivrei Omer Kula. You have to have an entire Megillah written there. We sort of, it really doesn't have to be an entire Megillah. It has to be at least 50%. But when he's writing it down, so the first parak he writes down, second parak he writes down. No, it's not a full Megillah. No, when he gets up to the fifth, sixth, seventh parak, so then maybe he has 50% of the Megillah. Technically, it would be Yotze. And this is true, even we'll see there are four opinions as to what is required to be read. We paskin, of course, you read the whole Megillah, but there are three other opinions that say you can read less than the full Megillah. So even about Filuman di Amram, Ishudi, that if you technically only read from Ishudi, you'd be Yotze. Nevertheless, even that opinion says it has to be from a full Megillah. Tzurcha shtei b'kisuva kula. Has to be a full Megillah. So again, this can't be right. So the Gemara says, you're right, Ella, the mancha Megillah kameh. He has a full Megillah in front of him, and he's copied from that Megillah, writing a new Megillah, the Kokori lay me no, Psuka Psuka, and every write, he words right down. He writes, Vahi, Vahi, Bime, Bime, Chashirosh, Chashirosh. So he's reading it from a full Megillah, so in this way, he intends to read it, the Kosav law, when he writes it down, he's intending to read it, he is Yotze. Shmuel says, oh, Lemo Messiah, this seems to be in accord with what Rabba Bar Chanan, what Rabba Bar Chanan said. The Rabba Bar Chanan, Rabba Bar Chanan said, Rabba Bar Chanan, also Lichtov, Osacha, Shalom, and Aksov. You see clearly a riot from here that you have to go write it down from a previous Megillah. You can't go and write it by heart. Even if you know it by heart, now I write by heart. Oh, seems to be a riot that he had a Megillah in front of him and he was writing another Megillah from it. So Gemara says, Lab Davka, Dilma, it could be the Isrami Le Yisrume. That could be just the story that happened over there. But Lab Davka, that's the din. So you can't bring me a riot from there. Gemara continues and says, Gufo, we just brought down Omer Rabba Rabba Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabba Rabba Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, also Lichtov Osacha Shalom and Achsav, that the Torah tells us you're not allowed to write down even one letter without writing it from a ksav. In other words, a person writing a Sefer Torah or a person writing a Megillah, you have to have a kosher Megillah Sefer Torah in front of you to write it from, because the person could easily make a mistake. More questions this. This is really? Meisrei, we have a braisa that says, not true. Amr Shimon Lazar, Rav Shimon Lazar tells us, Maisa, the Rebbe Meir, the great Rebbe Meir, Shehalach, Liab Rishon Abasya, the Chazal, the greatest members of the Chazal, they were able to declare that this be an Ibra Yor or not. So wherever they are, that's where you declare it. So they once were under persecution, so they had to go to Asia, Baasya, they went to Asia to go and be Ma'abed the Chodesh. And therefore, what happened? V'loyeh shel Megillah. It was Purim time when they were being Ma'abed Chodesh. You have to do this before the end of Adar. And they went there. They didn't have a Megillah over there. So the great Rav Meir, you know what he did? Uksova milibo. He knew the Megillah by heart. So he wrote it down. And then they had a kosher Megillah and he read it. Ukra. So here he clearly didn't write it for another Megillah. So what are you telling me that you have to write it for another Megillah? He, you see, Rav Meir didn't do that. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Abba explains, he says, no, Shaini Rav Meir. Rav Meir is different. Rav Meir was so great. The Mekuyam Bey, it says about Rav Meir that he fulfills the pasuk that we have for Mishlei, Va'af Apecha Yaishiru Negdecha. What does that mean? That your eyes shall look in front of you. What does that mean? So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Rabbi Yirmiya, Midifti. Rami Bar Chama said to Rabbi Yirmiya, Midifti, he said, my, what does this pasuk mean from Mishlei? My, Va'af Apecha Yaishiru Negdecha. Amar Lo, so Rav Yirmiya told him, the words of the Torah should always be in front of you. Because it says, if you close your eyes, then it's going to be gone. It says in Mishlei, in another place in Mishlei, that if you don't learn Torah, you're going to forget it. Anybody knows that if you don't chaz it, you don't remember. It goes away. So Rav Meir, even though when he closed his sefer, it was always in front of him. Rav Meir was so immersed in Torah. Rav Meir was such a huge, huge Talmud Chacham, he knew it by heart. So Rav Meir is the exception to the rule. More questions is, Ruchista Ashchil Rav Chanano, Davakosa Sorm Shalom Nechsav. Rav Chanano was also a great, he was a Talmud of Rav, and he was also a great, great Talmud Chacham, and Ruchista found them once writing Sorm that weren't from another Sefer. So he was writing them by heart. So Amalei, Ruchista said to him, are you allowed to do that? Ruya Kol HaTorah Kulu, Kosev HaPicha, I know you're a huge Talmud Chacham, and you know Kol HaTorah Kulu by heart. Ella, Kacham Ruchacham, we just learned, also Lichtov Ozacha Shalom Nechsav. You're not allowed to write down a Sefer, Torah, or a Megillah, except if you're reading it, writing it from another Sefer, so you make sure you don't make a mistake. Even though Rav Chanan would not have made a mistake, he's still not allowed to do this. Now, midikamar, kol haTorah kulo ruya shetikosev apicha, miklal de miyushar and heinetzlo. So again, Rav Chanan, he knew this all. Rav Chista testified that you obviously know this, so you would be just like Rav Meir, that the Torah is right in front of you. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to do what he told him. Miklal de miyushar and heinetzlo. So how come Rav Meir was allowed to do this? Or Rav Meir kosev, why was Rav Meir different from Rav Chanan? Chanan was a great Talmud Chacham. Even if Rav Meir was greater than him, Rav Meir was a Tana, Chanan was an Amora, even if it was greater, but how come Rav Meir was allowed to do this? So the Gemara says the obvious answer, Shas et Chak Shaini. They were in Asia. He was going to a place where there was no Megillah. No, if there's no Megillah, so the only way you fulfill the mitzvah is if you write the Megillah by heart, so then you'd be allowed to do so. So Rav Meir was Shas et Chak. Even though it was so great, Rav Chanan was also able to know the Megillah by heart. There are many people that know the Megillah by heart even today. And therefore, Shas et Chak Shaini, it's different. Where it says, Abaye, Shorol Edvei Barchavu, Abaye permitted the people that lived in Barchavu's house, the Bei Rav Chavu, Lemichtav Tfilin and Mezuzos, Shalom and Aksav. He allowed them, they were Sofrim, he allowed them to write Tfilin and Mezuzos from memory. They didn't have to have an open sefer that had the Nusach of the Tfilin, the four parshas we have in the Tfilin, and the Nusach of the Mezuzos, the Hafta. So he didn't require them to go and do this from a sefer, he allowed them to do this by heart. How come? Come on, who does this go like? It goes like the following Tana. The Tana, we learn the following Braisa. Rabbi Yimi Yomer Mishim Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yimi said, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabbeinu, Tefillin Mezuzos, Nechtov Shlom Nechsav. He allowed Tefillin Mezuzos to be written, not from another Sefer, because they're so shkur b'fib. People know them, they're not going to make a mistake. However, he also said, Vein Tzricha Sirtut. He said they didn't have to have those etchings, those lines that they would write the letters on, because they're relatively short, so he said they didn't have to do this. However, the halach is not like that. Be'ilchasa, Tefillin Ein Tzricha Sirtut, as the Rabbeinu Tam and Tosus brings down. That's how we pass in Tefillin, don't need Sirtut. However, Mezuzah Tzricha Sirtut. But the Mezuzahs do need these etchings, the carving into the cloth, and then you should write them in a straight line. Both of them agree. Idi v'idi, Nechtov Shalom Nechsav. And both of them are allowed to be written, not from another sefer. How come? My timer. What's the reason that they don't have to be written from another sefer? We just said you have to. So again, as I pointed out before, migras gris, and these are so fluent, the shkur b'fnei ish, that people know the parashios of Shema, the parashios of Tefillin by heart, so therefore it is not necessary to go and write them from another sefer. Then we quote the Mishnah. It says, "Hai so kesuva b'sam v'chulei." Now we talk about the different types of ink that you are allowed to use for a Megillah, and those types of things that you're not allowed to use. So we mentioned a couple that you're not allowed to use. So the first one was Sam. You're not allowed to use Sam. What is Sam? So Sama, the Gemara tells us. They knew what that was. Rashi tells us this is a certain type of a dye or an ink that's known as orpimintu. That's the last word that Rashi uses. Something in English is also known as orpiment. The next word that was described initially was sikra. What is that? So Amar Rabba Barachana, he says, sikrasa shva. This is something that was known as sikrasa. Again, they knew what these words were. They knew sama, they knew sikrasa. And we translate sikrasa, Rashi says, as tseva adoma, red dye, shetzovin bo treason. They used to go and color their treason, the shutters. They used to go and color them with this red dye. The next word is kumas. What was that? So this is something known as kuma. Rashi says this is srafa ilan. This is a type of sap that comes from the trees. We turn to your testament olive. The next dye that's no good that was mentioned was kankantom. What is kantantom? So Rashi tells us, the Gemara tells us that it's charta dushkafe, which Rashi says is sam shetzovim bo minolim shchorim. This is like a black shoe polish that the shoemakers would use. Okay. Then it tells us, what about the different types of parchment? So diphtera. This is a type of hide that's not allowed to be used. What is diphtera? It's dimaliach. It's salted. And it also has flower print to it, or kmiach, so it has these two aspects of the tanning process below office, but it doesn't have the gall nuts added to it, and therefore it isn't fully processed. It's, as Rashi says, m'uvar ba'afatsim shekorin galsh, that's the gall nuts, and it didn't have that, and therefore it is not considered something that is considered safer, appropriate parchment. Gemara elsewhere discusses again which parts of the hide are considered acceptable or not. Right now we're just talking about the general tanning process. Finally, we quote the last part of the Mishnah. It says, the only kosher of Megillah is Ashite Ksuva Ashuris. It had to be written in Ashuris. And we said as well, Al Sefer B'dio. We'll get to that in a moment. So what does it mean, Ashuris? Tirsiv, the Pasuk says, Kirsovam Uchizmanim. It has to be the way that it was written down in that time, which was Ksav Ashuris. Now, the last part of the Mishnah, Al Sefer U'B'dio V'chule, in order to be kosher, it has to be written on a parchment, a Sefer, and B'dio, a certain type of ink. Minolin, where do we know that? So Gemara says, Asir Ksiva Ksiva. We have a Xer Shav over here that says Ksiva by Megillas Esther, and it says also Ksiva in Yirmiyo. So it's not a real Xer Shav. Many of these Xer Shav, as we mentioned, are just allusions, as smachtus of the Rabbanan. So it says over here in the Megillah, Ksiv Hacha, Vatichtov Esther, Amako, she wrote, Esther Mako wrote, and it says by Yirmiyo as well, when Yirmiyo wrote Megillas Echa, so his Talmud, Baruch ben Neriah, wrote it actually down. So, Ksiv Hasam, Vayom Alehem Baruch, Mipiv Yikra Eli, Eiskol Adrim Eila. So, Baruch ben Neriah said, from Yirmiyahu's mouth, I heard this, these words, and I wrote them down. Yikra Eli, Eiskol Adrim Eila, Vani, Kosev, Al HaSefer, Bidio. And I wrote it down on the parchment with Dio. This was, Yirmiyahu was the author of Eicha, so he told it to Baruch ben Neriah, who wrote it down, and therefore, we have this idea that it has to be Bidavka B'Ksiva with Dio, as it was by Yirmiyo, so it has to be by the Megillah. With this, we conclude today's beautiful shir.